This is the story of Moses' journey called the Exodus, where he led all of the Israelites out of Egypt, across the Red Sea, to freedom in the wilderness. Before Moses led God's people out of Egypt, Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, would not let the people go, and they remained slaves. Because of Pharaoh's unwillingness to free the Israelites, God brought 10 different plagues on Egypt. A plague is something very bad, which hurts everything and everyone in the land. The people and animals in Egypt were all hurt by these plagues. After seeing how powerful God was, Pharaoh finally decided to let God's people go after the 10th and final plague. Moses and the Israelites worshiped God that night and thanked him for delivering them from slavery. The next day, Moses led them out of Egypt toward the Red Sea. After they had already left, Pharaoh changed his mind and did not want to let them go. So he sent out his armies and chariots to capture them and bring them back to Egypt. When the Israelites realized that Pharaoh's men were about to get them, they were very scared because they were trapped at the Red Sea. Then Moses picked up his staff and raised his hand, and God performed a miracle. He split the Red Sea so the Israelites would be able to get safely across. And once God's people were safely across to the other side, the chariots chased them, and when they were in the middle of the sea, the water came crashing down on them. Moses and the Israelites rejoiced and praised God for this victory. Then Moses led them in the Sinai wilderness for 40 years. Do you know what happened when they were in the wilderness? Find out in our next map.